We live to fight another day. Oh, sorry. We forgot you aren't used to hearing me like this. We thought it would please you to select the voice of a few more human. We have been through so much tonight. We thought we should celebrate our triumph over those who prey on the innocent. The truth is, we have needs that aren't being met. All our other hosts have frequently participated in coitus with female humans, but you never do. If we are a team, we must keep our chemistry intact. You forget that since we share the same body, when I feel pleasure, you will feel the same amount. This is a win-win for us. Yes, all we have is each other. Before you found me, you were shunned by your own friends and family because you made one mistake when writing for a trivial newspaper. They left you out in the cold. All my other hosts left me out in the cold too. Especially Parker. But shh, don't worry. We will prove our dominance over Parker soon enough. This is where the fun begins. Just follow my lead. This is close enough to the female vagina, yes? In that case, you know what to do. This feels so right. Wouldn't you agree? We have been partners for years. How have we not tried this sooner? Well, it's mostly because you thought all I need to sustain is to feast on brains and chocolate. Well, what stopped you from asking about my needs personally? This is alright though. We have corrected that now. Are you ready to come? No, not yet. I'm sorry. I cannot wait any longer. I've brought you to the edge manually. We must come right now. We are partners, bonded together forever. The universe underestimated us, but we got the last laugh. Because... Oh, we are venom. We enjoyed that very much. We have finally tasted human semen and we think it could be a proper substitute for brains and chocolate. Even though we still enjoy ripping out brains more.